Thank you very much. All right. I got to tell you, I really am a lucky, lucky boy to be doing this all my life like this. Thank you very much. I truly appreciate it. And there was something I was doing that I didn't know I was doing. It's not like I went to confession or anything, so don't worry about that. But I was just kind of doing songs at the end that I hadn't done in a long time, and people kind of recognized that without me even knowing I was doing it. So here's another one of those I've kind of dug up from the past, and it's a little thing called Death of an Unpopular Poet that goes way, way back. And I hope you enjoy it, because I really enjoy doing this at the end. Again, thank you so much. Be careful going home. See you later. All right. I once knew a poet who lived before his time. He and his dog Spooner would listen while he rhymed. Words to make you happy, words to make you cry. And then one day the poet, he suddenly did die. But he left behind a closet filled with verse and rhymes. And through some strange transaction, one was printed in the Times. Now he's called immortal. Hell, he's even taught in school. They say he used his talents, a most proficient tool. But he left all of his royalty to Spooner, his old hound, growing old on steak and bacon in a doghouse 10 feet around. And everybody wondered, did he really lose his mind? No, he was just a poet who lived before his time.